Iron Power Publishing presents The Power of Awareness, Special Edition, Self-Hypnosis Guided Prayer Meditation Visualization, written by Neville Goddard, read for you by Deborah Schmidt, first published 1952, this edition copyright 2024, Iron Power Publishing, all rights reserved. Epigraph. Leave the mirror and change your face. Leave the world alone and change your conceptions of yourself. Neville. Chapter 1. I Am. All things, when they are admitted, are made manifest by the light. For everything that is made manifest is light. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 13. The light is consciousness. Consciousness is one, manifesting in legions of forms or levels of consciousness. There is no one that is not all that is. For consciousness, though expressed in an infinite series of levels, is not divisional. There is no real separation or gap in consciousness. I am cannot be divided. I may conceive myself to be a rich man, a poor man, a beggar man, or a thief, but the center of my being remains the same, regardless of the concept I hold of myself. At the center of manifestation, there is only one I am, manifesting in legions of forms or concepts of itself. And I am that I am. I am is the self-definition of the absolute, the foundation on which everything rests. I am is the first cause substance. I am is the self-definition of God. I am hath sent me unto you. Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. I am that I am. Be still and know that I am God. Psalm chapter 46, verse 10. I am is a feeling of permanent awareness. The very center of consciousness is the feeling of I am. I may forget who I am, where I am, what I am, but I cannot forget that I am. The awareness of being remains, regardless the degree of forgetfulness, of who, where, and what I am. I am is that which, amid unnumbered forms, is ever the same. This great discovery of cause reveals that good or bad, man is actually the arbiter of his own fate, and that it is his concept of himself that determines the world in which he lives. And his concept of himself is his reactions to life. In other words, if you are experiencing ill health, knowing the truth about cause, you cannot attribute the illness to anything other than to the particular arrangement of the basic cause substance, an arrangement which was produced by your reactions to life and is defined by your concept, I am unwell. This is why you are told, let the weak man say, I am strong. Joel chapter 3, verse 10. For by his assumption, the cause substance, I am, is rearranged and must, therefore, manifest that which its rearrangement affirms. This principle governs every aspect of your life, be it social, financial, intellectual, or spiritual. I am is that reality to which, whatever happens, we must turn for an explanation of the phenomena of life.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?